So, why does someone join the army during a war? Maybe for economic reasons? But what if you come from an upper-middle-class family in the Bay Area and have all the options that that affords? Then why do you join? Maybe you join for the adventure, to be all you can be. Colby Bazell was just that person, living at home after a few years of college, working part-time jobs, smoking a lot of pot, still riding his skateboard. Then, one day, at age 26, Colby took a chance and volunteered to fight in Iraq. Colby also started something else that day, a blog. He called it My War, and kept it up during his entire time serving as a U.S. Army machine gunner in Iraq. Enstrange Shemps caught up with Bazell and asked if he had any problems with the initial Army drug test.
Not really, because my recruiter helped me out with that one. I totally forgot about
Are they allowed to do
the...
that?
I don't know if they're allowed, but, you know, it got me in and it worked. I went in and next thing you know, he's like, you know, have you ever done drugs? And I was like, oh, my God, you know, do you want me to answer this honestly kind of thing? And he pulled me up to the side, to the back, and next thing you know, he pulled out this homemade kit, like a homemade drug test kit, and the results weren't that great, and he told me he would get me a drink to take the night before the drug test, along with a gallon of water. And he said the drink or the solution was expensive, but he would give it to me if I signed up, and he did, and I did everything he told me to do, and I passed the test and got in the Army.
Whoa. Once you got in, did you have any second thoughts, or were you basically thrilled to be there?
I was thrilled. The first day of basic training, I had second thoughts. I was like, this is the biggest mistake of my life. But once that first day was over, you get in the groove of it and adjust to being in the military. I mean, looking back now, I have no regrets at all about joining.
Did you support the war in Iraq? You thought it was a good idea?
Well, I think Saddam is a threat. I think we did a lot of good getting him out of there. You know, when I was over there, a lot of the Iraqis that I spoke to told me that, you know, it was pretty bad when he was in charge, so I'm glad that we got him out of there. But politics and all that stuff, I don't really think too much about it. I don't know. I don't really know that much about it. I don't know.
What was your first day in Iraq like?
In Iraq, crossing the border from Kuwait into Iraq, it was a lot of excitement, disbelief. I couldn't believe I was actually, you know, in a combat zone, and it was strange. Like, I felt excited, and I couldn't understand why I felt excited. But over a course of time, all that excitement just completely disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Are there particular events, battles you were in that, you know, stand out in your mind?
August 4th, that was the day where, I don't think I'll ever forget.
What happened?
That was the day. It was just like any other day. We were just all hanging out in our rooms, and I was reading a book, and all of a sudden, you know, we heard the faint mortar explosions on our base, and they were kind of spread apart. They weren't really close, but you can hear them on our base, and something was odd about that, because usually when we get mortared, it's like one or two mortars, and then that's it. But this went on for like a good 20 minutes, and then finally my roommate stormed in the door, and he says, yeah, you know, all hell's breaking loose over Mosul, load up, the whole battalion's rolling out. And, you know, we all ran down to the motor pool, grabbed our equipment, stormed out of the base. People were shooting their weapons, you know, from the fob. And we were driving down this road to go to this bridge where there was, from what we heard over the radio, a large concentration of anti-Iraqi forces there. And our job is to go over there and take care of them. And on the way there, they had an ambush set up for us. And you know, the vehicle in front of us got hit by four RPGs. I think every vehicle in our platoon got hit by an RPG except ours. And, you know, these people were just coming out of nowhere shooting at us. And that was the moment when I was like, okay, this is it. This is my last day on Earth. You know, I was lucky to make it.
Hmm. Did that change how you felt being in Iraq?
Yeah, it kind of did, because it's like if I didn't make it, like, I don't know, it's sort of what's the point kind of thing.
Like, why did I do this in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, that's when the regret hit you. You know, like, this was a stupid idea, you know. But, yeah, it kind of changed me too. You know, there's nothing glamorous or glorious about going over to another country and fighting a war. All that's just, once you've experienced something like that, you know, there's nothing glamorous about it at all, like how you see in the movies and stuff.
Didn't you have an uncle or somebody who said to you, you know, I just have one piece of advice, you're going to see a lot of stuff. When you come back, just, like, put it in a shoebox.
That was the day after right after the ambush. We went back to the base and we were all loaded up and ready to go back out. And I wasn't really in the mood to going back out, especially since it was nighttime, and that's, like, really scary because you really don't know what's going on. And then that's the confusion. And my friend Sergeant Vance saw me sitting by myself and came over and sat next to me, and, you know, me and him talked about what was going on. I told him my fears. And his dad was in Vietnam, and he said, you know, the advice he gave him for situations like this was to put all the events, you know, put everything that bothers you and clogs your head up at night and put it in a shoebox, put a lid on it, and deal with it later. You know, you've got a job to do, just deal with it later. And, looking back, that's kind of what I did with the whole war. I mean, you know, and it's all kind of in a shoebox kind of for me.
So I have to ask you about the end of your book, because it's really sad. I mean, you come back and you've done this big thing and you've survived, and yet you write that the only thing you feel you're really capable of doing now is data entry or firing an automatic machine gun. Is that really where you feel you've been left?
That's how I felt on the plane ride home. It was like, you know, now what? It was like the same feeling kind of when I graduated high school on that last day. It's like, okay, I'm excited that I graduated high school, but now what the heck am I going to do? I felt kind of the same way when I was coming home for Iraq. You know, I wasn't reenlisting, you know, and the only option I had was to maybe go to junior college. And even at junior college, I mean, nothing really there really interests me. So it's like you have this feeling of now what? And since I've been out, like, talking to the other guys that got out of the Army same time as I did, a lot of them are having, like, an extremely hard time finding jobs. Some of them are claiming unemployment still. Some of them are still running around trying to find jobs. And some of them that have found jobs found security jobs, making, like, $9, $10 an hour. And since they're new, they get the graveyard shift. And they're, you know, they're telling me that that's the only jobs that they can find since they've been back. And some of them reenlisted, went back, and joined. And, you know, some of them don't know what to do next. You know, that's kind of, you know, I mean, I'm kind of experiencing that right now. I mean, I wrote a book, you know, but now it's like, now what?
Is this what you expected?
Yeah, I totally expected this. Yeah, honestly, yeah, I expected this the whole time, that nothing would really maybe change. But, you know, now, you know, I could say I did something, you know.
Colby Bozell's Iraq War blog is called My War. You can find it on our website at ttbook.org. A collection of Bozell's blog entries can be found in his book, also called My War. The title of his blog and book come from the punk song by Black Flag, which is what you're listening to.